Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I can honestly tell you that I have never wanted to play God. It never even crossed my mind to say I would want to control everything that happens in the world. I barely can control the little things that happen around my life. Have you thought about that? You know the old saying, every time man makes a plan, God chuckles. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Bruce Almighty is a fun show to watch, even though Jim Carrey's a lunatic, because it gives you the idea of the concept of playing God, giving yourself the Ferrari, the great car, the great girl, the great career, whatever, and making people's dreams come true as you see fit. But the ramifications of it are so deep and so big. So I'll give you an example. Democrats play God in the black community, and they have stopped the level of ingenuity, the level of cleverness that young black kids would have in trying to get out of a bad situation. And I'll use my life as an example. Had the Democrats given me the things that are available today and made it as easy as they have, I don't know that I could tell you I'd be the same person. I think I would, but how would I know? How many kids are out there? I said this recently on this deal I did with the Goldwater Institute. Hungry bellies make you never want to miss a meal. But if you've never felt hunger pains, I'm talking about where you didn't have access to food. There's no way you can have that feeling of, I never want this to happen again. I've told this story multiple times, but I'll tell it again. When I went to my brother's house, he had two little kids, and my niece and nephew came up to me, and they said, Uncle Kevin, we're hungry. I said, well, let's go, you know, to the kitchen. Let's see what we can eat. We can put together, you know. I look in the refrigerator, and there is one bottle of water, a gallon jug of water with half a gallon of water in it. There's not even condiments in this refrigerator. It looked like a refrigerator of somebody who'd moved out and left one water jug. And these little kids are looking up with these hungry eyes. And my brother doesn't have he's got no money. So my grandmother says to me, I went to her, I said, they have no food. The kids are hungry. She goes, surely they got something, baby. I said, they have nothing. And she said, you got to be kidding me. I said, the only thing in that refrigerator is like half a gallon of water. And she gives me $20 and says, go run to Church's Chicken and get them some chicken. So I did. I went down to the chicken place, the Chicken Shack, and I brought some chicken back and watched these little kids eat like hyenas. They hadn't eaten. So then we went back the next day and got them groceries. But, I mean, I can tell you, that scene right there impacted me probably more than it impacted the kids. Because I remember saying to myself, I never want to be in this situation with my kids. I couldn't have been more than 20 years old. I don't know. Now, I had many other revelations prior to that let me understand that I needed to fight to get out of it. But it wasn't a fight against something. I think there's a very big distinction we need to make when we talk about fighting to get out, you know. For what are you fighting for, right? I wasn't fighting against the system or the white man or whatever. I was fighting for something. I was fighting. I'd seen what life could bring. And I said, I'm going to fight for this, not against that, but for this. See, today, kids fight against something. They don't like white people. They don't like institutional racism. They don't like, you know, whatever. And they're always fighting against you. They're not fighting for something. Fighting to understand themselves better. Fighting to know how the world, they can have the world accommodate their whims. They don't even have that mentality. And I'm going to tell you, it may be a fine line and you may not even get it, but I'm telling you, that is a huge distinction. I never fought against anything. I didn't look at the government and go, man, they're just trying to keep me down. And they don't want. I looked at it as, you know what? The government gives me these things. Do something with them. If the government is going to help you in school, take advantage of it. Fight for those rights, those things that you have. But never with this hardened heart. I never did. So Democrats playing God have ruined the black community because they've orchestrated us into this mentality that we always must be in a fight against something. No justice, no peace. So you're fighting the cops. You're fighting everything. See, I'm fine with changing a person's surroundings. If you say, I don't like my situation, I want to change my surroundings. And if your changing of your surroundings happens to influence people, hopefully for the better, congratulations. That's how society forms. Now, I want you to think about that, and I want you to think about how our society forms. The Judeo-Christian conservative who is looking, you know, who has some basis in morality and ethics, etc. And then look at theirs. The people who spit on the idea of God, they scoff at Christianity, they have moral relativity, and I could go on. Our society goes to church, we believe in country, so it's God, country, family, friends, etc., right? Pretty much in that order. So, or maybe for you, it's God, family, country. Either way, I look at country, family as the same for me personally and friends. But we are God-fearing, church-going, you know, believe in our country, good or bad. We understand that everything can't be perfect. We believe in our family and our friends, our children, good and bad, because we understand they can't be perfect. And we understand about the simple things in life. We're not immune to life's problems, but we know how to cope. We confront our demons. We confront our problems. We seek counseling. We put our faith in a higher power, and we muddle through. God didn't promise us an easy life. Nothing does. It's the pursuit of happiness. If you want to pursue it, go for it. But see, we're not usually caught up in nonsense like power and money. And because of that, our lives are rich. Richer than beyond any imaginable wealth these leftists have. They can't understand how you don't enjoy, because you're not sailing on a yacht or attending these bourgeois parties that, or Hollywood grand openings and hanging out with the woo-hoo, that you can't, how could you possibly not be, you know, be happy when we're doing all this and you're not? We'll explore more when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I started out the previous segment telling you guys I had never wanted to play God. I watched Bruce Almighty, fun show to watch. And the part where God says, you wanted to play me, now you got to respond to all these people's problems and things like that. And I remember thinking to myself, that's exactly why I don't want to play God. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. My bet is you don't want to play God. You have too much respect for the role. I'm not talking about Hollywood God. I'm talking about really having the influence over people. You could do it. And you know why I don't do it? Why, if you said to me right now, Kevin, you could have the powers of God, I would say, no, sir. No. Too much power in the hands of this guy. Because I'm going to get even. I'm going to do some vengeance. But it is, God did say, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So maybe I need to rethink this. But on a serious note, I have too much respect for God, for the role. And I understand that
I think about just my body and how complicated that is, and multiply that times 7.6 billion people, and multiply that times all the other things that are going on in the world, and I want no part of it. I think it's enough to have to play, have dominion over oneself. And let me tell you something, leftists don't have dominion over themselves. They don't even understand themselves yet. They want to play God with your life. And I said, just have a fun game. Do this thought exercise. Compare and contrast what is going on in our societies. Go to little town America where there are problems. They got little crank being dealt, some meth issues, some crackheads. They have some, you know, busybodies that at the city council. They have issues related to schools and what have you. But it is a fraction of big city problems. Police aren't shooting people willy-nilly. They're not targeting the black denizens of the town. In fact, everybody gets along. I grew up in one of these little towns where there was this percentage of blacks, this percentage of Latinos, this percentage of rich versus poor. I don't think there were any filthy rich people there, but there were some wealthy people in the town. And you knew who they were, Dr. McNally and others. But there were many people who were middle class. We all knew each other. We knew, for the most part, you knew the kids. They, you know, somehow you were one degree of separation from everybody in small town America. You knew, you know, who the loose girls were, who the bad boys were, and all this other stuff. But contrast that with Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago. And we all want me to go Huey Lewis on you? D.C. San Antonio, a liberty town. Boston and a Baton Rouge. Anywhere. Compare it. You know what you get? You get carnage. Leftists who suffer daily and suffer mightily. They have no core beliefs except that it's not necessary to have a core belief. And almost everything in their lives is relative to them. They throw away friends. They throw away family members. They throw away concepts and principles that you should guide your life by. They change them like Mariah Carey changes clothes. And nothing is believable to them until it happens directly to them. And that's the moment that many of them get woke. And not in the way that we define woke today. They wake up to their evil ways. And then they figure out what true happiness is. This is why all these shamans and the Deepak Chopras and all that are so wealthy. At some point, all of these clowns, not all of them, but a bunch of those leftist clowns go, I've got money, I've got power, and I'm still not happy. I want a bigger yacht. I want a bigger plane. I remember when Larry Ellison was in a race to see who could be the richest guy in the world. Then they would build the mega yachts. I found out that Bill Gates is building one a foot longer than mine. So they go back to the yacht maker and say, can you lengthen mine? And these mega yachts end up costing hundreds of millions of dollars. And these guys are willing to spend it so they can say, mine's bigger than yours. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. This is what was happening. These guys are just fighting to get ahead. And I don't know if you ever watched the show Billions, but one of the billionaires who sort of gets this catharsis and says, I'm going to give away all my money. He's played by the dude that played John Boy and the Waltons. And he has this revelation to say, look, there is such a thing as too much. There is such a thing as I'm done. I don't need to. Why am I in a race with you? What am I here to prove? What I love about conservatism is we wake up and go, you know what? I got nothing to prove. I don't need to. You know, somebody will tell you, hey, I like this thing. Great. And you know what it forces you to do? I'll give you an example. We were talking the other day to a guy. He's a rodeo guy. And he was interested in something I was doing. And Melissa says, well, what do you do? He says, well, I rodeo. And we spent the rest of the time talking about rodeo. Why? Because we wanted him to understand that his life was interesting too. And I went back to the car. My son comes back. He says, yeah, that guy y'all were talking to, and he knew the kid. He says, his dad mentioned that he was talking to you guys. So he's having this conversation about us. You want to know why? Because we paid attention to him. It really is that simple. But Democrats have lost the ability to do that. They don't want, they have no interest in you. You think a Democrat wants you to hear you explain the logic of why you've made a decision or whatever when they are not making the same decisions? Forget about it. These are the people that are leaving Hollywood in droves. They're leaving the Democrat Party in droves. How many of them succeed in fighting drug addiction? Philip Seymour Hoffman, dead of an overdose, because while his nanny is taking the kids to the park, this guy decides he's going to shoot up heroin while the kids were gone, and he kills himself. And while the kids are playing in the park, daddy's dying in a bathroom with a rubber band wrapped around his arm because he couldn't cope. So he didn't make it. How many others didn't make it? It's easier to know who fought through it. What's his name? Iron Man. Downey. Downey. I forget his name. You know what I'm talking about. He's the one. He made it. I don't know how much waking up he's done, but he got through bad cocaine and heroin stuff and got through. How many of them have sex addictions and other addictions that, you know, that we've eventually learn about? They change mates like Mariah Carey changes clothes. Nothing can make them happy. They like to play God. They play God with climate. They play God with viruses. These are things you can't control. You can't control climate. You can't control what nature's going to dish out in the way of viruses, but they think they're God. They think they can play God in your life. And I'm talking about at the macrocosm and at the microcosm. Wear that mask. That'll stop it. Take this vaccine. We demand it or else you can't go back to normal. Yeah, we'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden is visiting the site of the Surfside, Florida condominium collapse today. He's met with local officials and first responders, thanking rescue crews for their efforts. He also met with local lawmakers, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, telling them that the federal government would cover the cost of the response efforts. He is set to meet with families of the victims of the collapse and will make remarks later in the afternoon. Search and rescue operations at the site were halted Thursday morning over safety concerns with the remaining standing portion of the building. And a day after approving a measure to create it, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named her members to the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th riots. Among her eight appointees is Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is one of only two Republicans to vote to create the Select Committee. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has five members to appoint to fill out the committee. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump headed to the border on Tuesday for a tour with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border. More dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you want to be God for a minute, for an hour, for a day, for a week, a month, a year, ever? My short answer is no. Too much power in my hands for a job that I'm not qualified to do. And I know that. It is above my pay grade, and I can say that with all due respect to my maker. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's an intriguing question because there are people that would, and don't feel bad if you say, yeah, I do. I'm not trying to influence you one way or the other here. If you believe that you could play God, fine. I don't. I would be terrible at it. And I think most of us agree that, no, I want no part of that because we understand our evil. I know that's my problem. I understand what I would do if I played God. There are some people that would get retribution. But Democrats have been playing God for decades and they're horrible at it. Terrible. They have socially engineered America and much of the world. And I gave a couple of examples in the previous segment. Where I talked about climate change. What in the world would make you believe that you can play God with climate? Now, there are projects where they seed the atmosphere in order to get rain to come in drought areas and things like that. I remember a lecture from a pastor of mine. He says, he joked, he says, man always wants to, if it's drought over here or it's flood over here, man is upset. We're having floods here, and it's too much rain, or it's not enough rain. And I remember the pastor saying, as if he knows what God's plan is. I understand drought can be horrible. It absolutely can be devastating. So can floods and all the things. But the earth is going to do what it takes for the earth to survive, and man has to just adapt. And that's what the pastor was saying. Stop trying to play God. Stop complaining about the drought. You don't know why it's happening. So, anyway, every time I think about that, I think about this idea that we believe we know that if we redirect the river, it's going to be for the better. Then you find out, oh, it killed this ecosystem, which killed this, which had this chain effect of doing this, that, and the other. And then suddenly, what does man do? Oh, crap, we never should have diverted the river. Okay, everybody, let's move on. Next agenda item. I feel like there's this big city council looking over, or Congress or whatever, not ever wanting to admit its mistakes. There's plenty. Look at the pet project of the leftists. You want to know what the biggest pet project has been? Black folks. How well have they done with black folks? They've been socially engineering and tinkering with black people, and we look like Frankenstein's monster if you want to look at the outcome. Crazy amounts of teenage pregnancy. We have people who want babies who are babies. They have no clue what it takes to raise a child properly, and you got 12 and 13 year old girls having babies. You have 30 year old grandmothers in the black community. That is ridiculous. What else? Highest incarceration rates, not even per capita, just in general. Lowest employment of any group. Dumbest group if you want to measure by educational standards, and they don't anymore. Let's not take any standardized tests, lest we let leftist blacks know just how stupid we made them. I could go on. Highest level of crime of any group, internally and externally. What else? They've done a great job of playing God with black people, right? As I say, look at their outcomes. Look at the outcome of anything where a Democrat says we're going to play God. Tell me what it is. I will give you the devastation. I don't even have to look it up. I don't have to reference anybody in books, etc. I don't have to give you anything. I can come right off the top. They restructure. They tinker. They're like tweakers, but they're never going to put it back together where it works. You want me to switch it to businesses? Okay, transgender bathrooms. Since when did anybody care about a transgender bathroom in a business? We've been cruising along for decades. And maybe there's a problem or two here or there. But it's not an overwhelming problem. And suddenly, transgender bathrooms is the must. It becomes the rage, and Target wants to be the litmus test for it. And they become that. And that becomes the big deal. Transgender bathrooms. Oh, we got to have separate bathrooms for these people. All that. Well, let's play out transgender. You want to play it out? The trans movement? It's crushing women. The men who become women are destroying women. I just heard that the Nevada Miss America is going to be a man. Yeah. So they put it in your face. They want it to appear that it's normal. It's normal for a person to want to change their sex from what God gave them. It isn't. We shouldn't treat it as something where a person has a psychological disorder and we have to figure it out. Because if we call it that, then, well, we're being transphobic or we're being something. They got a word for everything that we are. But let me tell you what you are. You're normal. If you see somebody that goes, Kevin, I'm a dude, but I think I want to be a woman. I don't go, wow, man, God really screwed up on you. I say to myself, man, why don't we get you some help so you can really figure this out? Because there's no reason for you to change into a woman. You can still live your life and figure out how to do it on your own terms. I realize it's going to be a difficult way. It's going to be a different way. But do you really want to do this massive thing? And by the way, while we're on the subject of transgender, highest suicide rate of the average human being. Much higher than you or me. Why? Because of that inner conflict. And I know they do all these psychological things. They say, before you're going to switch over, we're going to do a bunch of psychological testing on you, etc., etc. It doesn't matter. They still have the high. I think it's triple the rate of a normal person. So that's what it does. It's a brain disorder that makes you feel different than what you really are. How about we recognize that? And as conservatives, we embrace that part of our humanity to say, look, I do want to understand why you feel that way. And I'm not going to ridicule you. I think that's in our hearts. And I think that if the LGBT, specifically the T community, that knows about that, they would say, you know what, these conservatives, they do get us. But what the left does is they bring them up. Oh, yeah, so let's have transgender reading hours for kids, you know, kindergartners, where some dude shows his junk to a bunch of kids. And we're outraged, as we should be. But that's what they're shooting for. Because they have no moral core. They want you. They want to do the thing that tests you, that tests your religion, that tests your tolerance, it tests everything. And sadly, we fail the test because we miss the bigger meaning of it all. They want to play God, and we just don't need to let them. We need to explain to them, you're not God. And we are tolerant. We're nothing like you describe, and we're going to let people know this. But anyway, businesses latched onto the idea of being woke, and one of the very first tests was with these stupid transgender bathrooms, just using that as an example. So now the trans movement is, we've got guys whipping women in every sport. Name your sport, and you're going to have a dude who wins it. It'll be a trans dude who wins, who breaks every record, weightlifting records, speed records, distance records, whatever. There's going to be some transgender dude who's going to break every female record. The WNBA will dissolve. It'll be the TNBA because there will be no WNBA. And I could go on. What are they ruining? They're ruining feminism. They're ruining women. The very thing they claim they want to protect. Don't get me going back to the Hegelian dialectic. They tell you they want to protect something. They create the problem of what it is. Then they exacerbate the problem. Then they say we're going to solve the problem, but they never do. So here we are. We got transgender women, men to women, who are doing things better than women, including, and I joked about this a while back, I said they're going to start winning your beauty contests, etc. And what have they done? They're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. They've been on the cover of Playboy. They're going to be on the cover of whatever coveted. They'll be Victoria's Secret's models, if that group still exists. I hear they're struggling. But then ultimately, what are we going to care about women? I would hate to be a young boy growing up today. Whew. Lord, Lord, Lord. Transgender men are going into women's prisons. And that's not working out very well either. Democrats playing God. And what did they do? They tell us there's more than two genders. And so now you can be gender fluid. How's that working out for society? How's it working out for whatever gender fluidity you think of yourself? I think most of us know what we are. How's it working out for everybody else?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Introspective show today discussing Democrats and their want to play God so often. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com 844-551-8255. And I believe most people that listen to this show are Christ followers. Maybe you're Jewish. In which case you believe in God, and so Judeo-Christian audience, probably average age of 60 years old. I don't shoot for any particular demographic. I don't shoot for the youngsters. I hope they come here because they will learn a ton. But I don't try to entertain for that reason. I don't even try to enlighten for that reason. I just say what I say. I feel like it's God-inspired. And it's certainly not a religious show, even though my brother predicted years ago, he says, Kev, you're going to be a preacher. And I go, no, I'm not, man. I know I'm not. But you can't say that because God will, you know, put things in your brain that you go, oh, I didn't think that was going to happen. But then I tell my older brother, who is a PhD in theology, that what I try to do is break down life into these very simple terms. And I do know that they have a religious component because I was stoked in religion as a child, steeped in it. You know, Baptist church, grew up, oh, you don't want to know. You, nobody knows the troubles I done seen. Sitting in that hot Texas sun is Reverend Sharp. And others, all my different pastors would just drone on and on until that money basket got where they needed it to be. Then it was, okay, y'all can go home now. Oh, man. Isaac Bashevis Singer said that life is God's novel. Let him write it. That's right. Let him write it. Your plan is not your plan. And Democrats believe they can control things. They don't get up in the morning prayerful and thankful for what God has given them and things like this. They want more, and they want it from you. And if you won't give it up, they will elect their gods with the little g's to come and take it from you. And I'm going to tell you, you give me your problem, I will give you the godless leftist solution that does not work. It never will work. And it's been proven that it won't work. And here's the real interesting part of it. Their God doesn't want to solve problems. Your God does. Our God wants us to feel good about who we are and understand that life is not about the toys and the money and the things you accumulate. I gave the ant analogy a while back. I said, I want you to think about the life of an ant. I was watching some the other day at the baseball park. They had a little line going to where their mound was. It was a little bitty line, little bitty mound, because it was very small ants. And these ants are just in a line, some going in, some going out. And they do it every single day, day in and day out. They drone on. And you know what I will tell you about those ants? And I don't even know them. I don't know if I can get inside their ant-sized brains, but I am for just a second. They will get up tomorrow and do the same thing that we look at as that's a mundane task. What are they doing? They're happy. They've been programmed that that's their level of happiness. Go out and forage, bring it back, get the next generation going, because you serve that little ant, whether you know it or not, is serving a purpose in this big, wide universe. It serves a purpose. Pearl Bailey, do you remember her? Yeah, that was a cool lady. I grew up on Pearl Bailey because my grandparents who raised me, That was from their generation. My mother would have probably not cared as much about Pearl Bailey, but she died and I was raised by my grandparents. But Pearl Bailey said this, and it's so profound. She says, people see God every day. They just don't recognize him. These leftists don't even get it. It's funny to me when we're talking about these problems, they are playing God, but they don't see God in the very things that they do. God is speaking to them and they don't even know how to hear it. They don't speak the language. I tell you all the time, look at their outcomes. They restructure neighborhoods. They rezone to allow the poor to live with the rich. Why? Because it's going to make things better. These rich folks have done their work. They've played by the rules. They go live in their lavish apartments in Upper East Side of Central Park or wherever it is. And then the leftists come along and say, well, you know, look, I realize rents over there are $10,000 a month, but you need to let some poor folks come live over here too. And they, if you guys don't believe me, they mandated that all these big, luxurious buildings make space available for the poor. The idea was, if these people see the rich, they'll get it. You know, it isn't enough that you see them on TV or whatever. No, you got to live among them. Don't misunderstand me. There's some logic to it, but it doesn't guarantee it. In fact, it can create animosity. If you do it in a way where you say, look, we're going to let a few select people live among the rich, but you're not to be, it isn't for animosity's sake. It's for you to learn. It's for you to see what they do every morning, that they get up, they go to work, they do what they do. I'm all for hanging out. I hung around a lot of rich folks. I'm not rich, but I know the lifestyle. I know how not to be poor, which is part of the game anyway, too, isn't it? Anyway, they restructure all these neighborhoods and stuff like this. And what happens? Animosity. They sue the building owners because the building owner says, hey, I'm not going to do a bellman service for people that are paying a fraction of what these other people. You're not going to get the amenities of the people who've earned their way here. That's discriminatory. No, it isn't. That's good business. Capitalism sucks, man. As they become the biggest capitalists, as they use, I could do an entire show on leftists, and I did the other day. I talked about how they tell us Gen Z they don't like capitalism. Yeah, well, they sure wear a lot of it. They sure use a lot of it with their cell phones. They sure use a lot of it with their computers and their smart cars and all the other things. If you don't like capitalism, don't take advantage of the things that capitalism gives you. Because what you're telling me is you enjoy the perks of capitalism, but you're not willing to work for it. Again, another great liberal trait, right? One born of critical race theory that says hard work is racist. Yeah, hard work. Cordiality is racist. See, playing God. I don't even need anybody to tell me, as I'm become sentient and become aware of my surroundings, I don't need somebody to tell me, Kevin, be nice to other people. Be cordial. Be respectful of their time, because that's the precious commodity we all get in equal increments. I mean, I can't tell you when you're going to live or die, but a second is a second. So do the things that would make people go, that's a good guy. It's a good kid. But no, critical race theory takes that away. No, black people, don't succumb to the white man. Don't be a sellout. They restructure the school systems. Where? Do I need to tell you? All over the country, specifically, kids are dumber. And certainly, here we go, in the minority communities. How's that working out for them? Playing God with education. When you play God with education, you know what happens? You don't educate, you indoctrinate. They want drones. They don't want smart kids, critical thinkers. You guys know this. What else have they done? We've gone from businesses to neighborhoods to entire cities that they say, we've got to restructure. And I just gave you an example of moving poor people to where rich people are, because that's going to do it, right? That will solve the problem. That's only a piece of it. What about the police? They've restructured the police. Many of these cities don't even want it. Why? Because their crime rates are so low? Played a clip the other day of a lady that says the crime rate isn't really ticking up when it's 800% more murders in Portland, Oregon, 200% more murders in Seattle, 40% more crime across the nation, almost in every city as an average. And she says, no, there's no uptick. It's just police that aren't responding. It's the police fault. The criminals know the police aren't going to respond. Well, whose fault is that, princess? It's devastation, folks, at all levels, because Democrats play God. You don't need cops. Oh, yeah, you do. It's funny. They'll tell, here again, de Blasio, we got to defund the police. And, oh, hey, by the way, here's some extra cash for the police. Don't tell anybody I told you. Don't tell anybody that I was wrong, that I tried to play God and I screwed up again and again and again. Because you shouldn't be trying to play God. You should be living a moral life, and you should be recognizing right is right and wrong is wrong. We don't live in that society right now. Right is right, right is wrong, and wrong is right. That's the problem. Devastation at all levels with leftist outcomes. And these clowns made a coup to get rid of a guy that we elected. They want to play God, and they suck at it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.